you feel like you're ahead of schedule right now in the recovery?
I mean, I feel good. I don't think it's a schedule, you know, to have. You know, you want to, you know, meet like checkpoints and be able to do stuff at certain points of your recovery. But, you know, I'm feeling good. You know, every day I come in, you know, I'm feeling good. It's not swelling up on me or anything like that. It just feels great.
How much are you able to do right now?
Oh, just walk through. I think it's kind of, you know, our athletic trainer, you know, he's doing a great job with the rehab and everything. And, you know, always when you're coming off an injury, you try to push and do a little bit more than what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, Greek is doing a great job of keeping me where I'm supposed to be.
Are you careful when you do that stuff? Are you a guy who needs to be? Are you smart enough to hold yourself back, or do you need someone to hold you back because you would push it too much?
I've never had an injury like this before. You know, I'm just grinding. I'm trying to, you know, whatever it is on my sheet to do every day, I try to knock it out. You know, I try to knock it out like if it was 100%. So, you know, Greek, you know, he does this all the time. You know, he's a pro at it. And, you know, I feel good about, you know, the way my recovery is going.
Are you, when you have something taken away like this, a lot of guys, Chris Harris, who's going to come out and talk to us, talked about how it makes you value it even more. Are you kind of seeing that as well?
Oh, yeah, I'm very appreciative. You know, I've been through a whole bunch, you know, and to still be able to still be here and still have, you know, everything that was, set out before, still be able to get it now, it's a true blessing. And, you know, I come to work every day, it's just different now. It's just different. I love coming to work. Not like I didn't love coming to work before, but, you know, I just have, you know, a huge opportunity to come up here and play with the Broncos and be around my teammates. We got a lot of colorful guys in the locker room, and I love coming to the locker room and, you know, working with those guys. And, you know, I'm living the dream. I'm in a great spot in my life, and I'm enjoying it.
How long will it take to do the chemistry with the new guys you got there? Obviously, you got a lot of important pieces coming in.
You know, the chemistry, it'll come. You know, I think we're doing a great job with OTAs and, you know, working out and just off-season training. I think we're doing a great job. You know, you just got to grind. You got to go through the preseason. You got to have, you know, those adverse situations to be able to overcome in jail. So, you know, I think we're doing a great job so far. You know, we still got a long ways to go.
One of those new guys is DeMarcus Ware. What kind of relationship have you built with him both since he came here and also when you first got to know him a couple of years ago?
Our relationship is great. You know, DeMarcus is just, you know, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, you know, he's just one of those special guys that, you know, you don't have to, like, you just don't have to I don't know. Like when it's like DeMarcus already knows what I'm gonna ask him before I even ask him. You know, I walk up to him, he's just like a psychic. You know, it's like, you know, he already knows like what I'm gonna ask him. When we start talking about it, he just explains it, you know, so well. You know, he's a great teacher, and you know, it's different from any other relationship that I had with anybody else. You know, I've looked up to DeMarcus, and you know, I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I want to be like DeMarcus Ware. He's had a consistent career and, you know, have the guy in the locker room every single day and to be able to see him, you know, it's a true blessing. You know, it's crazy how things work out.
What have you learned from him both on and off the field as well?
He's just consistent. You know, it doesn't matter if it's raining or it's snowing or, you know, his elbow's hurting or, you know, he messes up on a play or he gets the play right, he gets a sack, he's going to come every single day. Every single play, just consistently, and it's kind of hard to explain. You kind of just have to experience it. You know, he's a special guy, and you know, I'm blessed to be able to be around him.
Both you and DeMarcus have achieved a lot in the NFL, and both of you went through some tough times last year. Do you feel like you both have something to prove again?
I don't feel like I have anything to prove, but the NFL is, you know, what have you done for me lately, league? And, you know, I definitely want to go out there and play to the best of my abilities. I definitely want to go out there and be great. You know, and you know, go out there and work on being the type of player that I know I can be. You know, that's what I want to do. It's different, you know, when you got to go out there and prove something. It's kind of like a sense of pressure that you got on you. For me, it's just, you know, it's just all fun. Like, I'm enjoying going out there, dropping out of coverage when I can and, like, one-on-one drills and stuff. And, you know, just going out there and living the dream, you know, it's been great.
Do you ever feel like you were the player you wanted to be last season, and to what extent?
I'm gonna feel like, you know, my confidence has never swayed. You know, I've always, you know, I mean, I can't like say who I think I am. You know, to you guys, you think I'm nuts, but you know, I definitely have confidence in myself. You know, and it never swayed, and I think that's what's gotten me to this point now. And you know, going through like the ACL and everything, you definitely like question a lot of stuff, and you got to dig deep and, you know, realize what, you know, really, you know, makes you go. And you know, for me, it was just being able to have the opportunity to come here and play football and, you know, just to have that opportunity to be the best, you know, and that's what gets me going.
Are you nuts, and does it bug you that I think you're nuts?
I mean, that's cool. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And, you know, in defense, you got to kind of have like a screw loose. You know, it's definitely good at some times. And, you know, but, you know, for me, I'm enjoying it. You know, we got great guys in the locker room, and it's been great.
So are you the loose screw and DeMarcus is the guy that tightens the screw or what?
I mean, I think we got a lot of loose screws in the locker room. You know, it's just a good balance of magnets and screws. You know what I mean? So you got guys in there to keep everybody together, and you got the screws loose, and, you know, it just works for us on defense.
Is it tough being patient during this rehabilitation process?
I don't think patience, you know, that's not the word for it. It's more... It's just different, you know. It's something, you know. It's uncharted. It's different, you know. Patience. I've always had patience, but you know, it's just different. I wouldn't say, you know, being patient is the hard part. It's just, you know, mapping out, you know, the days as they come, and you know, accomplishing new goals every day, and just, you know, knocking out everything. It's not patience though. It's just different.
After those weeks that you were away from the team last year, you put on a bunch of weight. Where are you at that right now? Was it too much? Was it not enough?
I don't know, like I said before, like last year I was in my body, I was great, you know, like I was, you know, I liked where I was, but you know, it was just, you know, experimentation, and you know, that didn't work as well as I thought it would, you know. And I've been working out, you know, with the same strength and conditioning coach, and you know, eating better. Not like I wasn't eating bad before, but you know, my body fat is, you know, has always been good, but you know, it's just experimenting. I think, you know, me being able to be lighter is just better for me. And you know, my weight still fluctuates now, but you know, I like the weight that I'm at now, and you know, running around and cutting and stuff, I feel great, and I'm just anxious to, you know, put the pads on and get ready to go.
When you were bigger, what actually happened on the knee? Talk about the knee injury. Go back and just kind of describe what happened.
Yeah, I never talked about that before. You know, I remember it clearly. It was just, you know, we were in the 30 front. I had a tight end outside of me. What I should have did, I should have, you know, went outside the tight end because I knew he was going to chip me. You know, it was just one of those plays where I stayed inside. You know, I was trying to work the tackle without giving up, you know, the inside, you know, running all the way inside and giving up outside contain. So I still tried to stay firm outside, and the tight end came out and he chipped me on my left side. I put my right leg down and my right leg just like buckled. And it all happened so quick, and you know, it didn't really hurt, you know, that day. You know, I did all the stuff, it just felt funny. And you know, I came in the next day, got my MRI. It still didn't hurt, but when I got in the room with Greek, and Greek told me, I told my ACL, I was like, you know, ACL is killing me. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, it's just part of football. You just got to be able to overcome, you know, adverse situations.
And how tough was it to miss the Super Bowl?
Oh, it was tough. You know, I really didn't miss it. I was there. But, you know, to see, like, your brothers out there and, you know, you not being able to help them, that's tough, you know. And not being – you can always say stuff, and, you know, but not being out there is just different. It was definitely tough, and, you know, I'm anxious just to work and contribute this year.
What did it mean to you that the team picked up your fifth-year option this offseason?
I think it was great. You know, it's you know, it definitely makes me feel good knowing that, you know, the organization is behind me, and you know, they feel they trusted me and they believe in me, especially through, you know, all the stuff that I've been through, and it just makes me want to go out there even more to, you know, prove to those guys, not any on the field, but you know, prove to those guys that, you know, I'm the guy that they can trust in. I'm the guy they can believe in. And, you know, I want to be that guy. I want to show it on the field, and show it not only on the field, but coaching up the young guys, show them that I can be here, and I'm going to be here for a long time.
Do you think you can be a leader coming off an injury and a tough season that you had?
I think it's not for me. I just can't say that I'm a leader, you know, and I think I can be a leader. You know, I could just, you know, share some of my experience with the young guys and hope, you know, that I can rub off on those guys, and you know, hopefully they can, you know, take it and, you know, experience it and, you know, use some of that stuff to better themselves. And that's all I could do. You know, I've been through every situation you could possibly be in on the football field and off the field. So if I could rub off on those guys, that'd be great. I don't have to be deemed a leader or a captain or anything like that. As long as we winning and everything's happening, it'd be good for me.
Does it matter to you one way or another whether you would be a captain?
I want to win. You know, that's the most important thing for me. And you know, we got great leadership now as it is. You know, if I was a leader, that'd be great too. I wouldn't change anything that I was doing before. But you know, the most important thing for me is just to win and, you know, get back on the field. It's, you know, being vocal and saying stuff, you know, on the sideline, not being able to go out there and like you know, sweat with your brothers is just different. So that's my main objective now, is just to get back on the field and, you know, contribute.
Marijuana's been in the NFL news a lot lately. Do you think it should be a banned substance in this league?
That's not anything for me. I just want to play football. You know, the commissioner and, you know, the NFLPA, they do a great job of, you know, taking, you know, the National Football League in a great direction. And, you know, whatever they do, all the decisions they make, I think, you know, it'll just make our game that much better.
A few more for Vaughn, guys.
Vaughn, you haven't gotten to do team drills with them yet, but what have you seen out of Aqib Talib, TJ Ward, and what do you think maybe the message that the front office sent by investing all this money in?
When you got elite guys in the league, you always watch those guys. Well, me, I don't know about any other players, but, you know, I watch elite guys, and, you know, Aqib and TJ, those guys are elite guys. And, you know, when we were able to get them, it was just like, man, you know, we definitely, you know, that's just the statement, you know, to, you know, the type of leadership that we got, that, you know, we're trying to win now. It's not, you know, for years to come or building up or red shirt years or anything like that. We want to win right now, and I'm excited, you know, to have those guys on our team. Not only are they great football players, but in the locker room, our locker room is so colorful, especially the defense. And, you know, I enjoy it every day. It's, you know, it's a joy to come to work every day.
Vaughn, last one, Brandon. You mentioned you need to rub off on the younger guys. We saw you last week. We expect to see DeMarcus Ware working with Chris Clark, but we see you working with Laurenti McCray. Jack Del Rio says that, you know, you may just be 3 years in, but you're a vet in this league. Is that something you feel compelled to do?
I mean, I wouldn't say I was compelled. It was just, you know, at this point in my career, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, everything in the league. And if I could help Laurenti be just 1% better, then I did my job. You know, and it's just something that I've seen that he hasn't seen yet. It's just all new to him. And for me, I've seen it before. So if I could just rub off on him a little bit, you know, to make stuff a lot easier for him, to help him be, you know, a better player, then I'm doing my job. It's going to contribute to wins down the road.
Okay, thanks, Vaughn.
Thanks, Vaughn.
All right, guys.